This is the sound of Texas, 95.9. The Ranch. You got Justin and Malone in the morning doing the morning mind bender.
All right, so this morning's prize is a gift card to Barbecues Galore.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be entered for the ultimate grand prize from our friends at Barbecues Galore, which would be a $500 gift card for you to spend any way you see fit there inside Barbecues Galore.
Our mind bender is brought to you by Lightfoot Mechanical. They do your heating, your electrical, and your plumbing. Lightfootmechanical.com. Today's question is, 20% of men have done this romantic gesture. And we told you that it involves office supplies. We do not have a correct answer yet, but I do have some wrong answers thus far. Let's see. We've got make a Cupid statue out of paperclips.
Huh?
Buy her a Whataburger with petty cash.
Okay. That would involve some form of office supply. It also would involve your next resume.
Mm-hmm. And then clear off the desk and, you know. I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about.
Help her put her cover sheets on her TPS report?
Yes!
See, I'm thinking it had something to do with the copy machine. Because, I mean, who hadn't done that? Who hadn't gone to the copy machine after hours?
I have not done that.
And just, you know.
Never have done that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is the ultimate romantic gesture there,
right.
But not correct.
Come to work the next morning with a picture of a pressed ham on your desk? Nothing says, I mean, I love
is
you.
Is that what that was? A pressed ham that guy left?
And now that most copiers print in full color.
Oh, my. How about we just play a hint song rather than continuing this conversation?
All right.
All right, this is called Love Letters. It is your hint song for the Morning Mind Bender on the Ranch.
They don't want you none, Virginia. So why don't you just go on home? I'm not being fair, Virginia. I'd rather see you all alone. Now this old town's the way you left it. And sleep is good if you can get it. Love letters and cigarettes. It's been 3 years. I can't forget and wrap this chain around my neck for good. I memorized every word you wrote, and each night they go up in smoke, and I'm gonna die, I'm gonna choke, it's true. I'm still not done with you, no, no, I'm still not done with you. Big screen waits for you, Virginia. It's where I want you to be. But when it came to being with you, this place just wouldn't let go of me. Now every road, every stoplight, I see your face on a good night. Love letters and cigarettes. It's been 3 years. I can't forget and wrap this chain around my neck for good. I memorized every word you wrote, and each night they go up in smoke, and I'm gonna die, I'm gonna choke, it's true. I'm still not done with you. No, no. I'm still not done with you. Now every road and every stoplight, your face on a good night. Love letters and cigarettes. It's been 3 years. I can't forget and wrap this chain around my neck for good. memorized every word you wrote, and each night they go up in smoke, and I'm gonna die, I'm gonna choke, it's true. I'm still not done with you. No, no, I'm still not done with you. I'm still not done with you.
This is the Morning Mind Bender.
Here you go. 20% of men have attempted this romantic gesture only using office supplies.
Now, it doesn't say attempted. I think they were successful.
They pulled it off.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I think this is incredibly romantic. And this is almost free. It could be free, depending on your ethics.
Well, and depending on how you do your math, like only 20% of men have pulled it off.
You ever done this?
The other 80% have failed at it. So...
How do you
is
fail
it a good idea?
At this? If you can't pull this off, so have you done this?
Not in the office space. No, I have not.
Anywhere?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I've gotten one left on my...
Matter of fact...
Oh, I can't say that.
Mm-hmm. If you check into 6207 at the Seaside Resorts here in Cancun, I want to make sure that they've cleaned that thing up.
20% of men have engaged in this romantic gesture. It involves office supplies.
What about writing love notes on those little sticky notes?
Well, my God, aren't you just smarter than all the rest? I mean, right off the bat.
Is that it?
That's it, man.
You are the world's most romantic man.
That is really the first thing that came to mind.
That's really the first thing that came to mind, yeah.
See, I asked Justin before we went on the air, and he couldn't even come up with a wrong answer.
No, I came up with a wrong answer.
You just filtered it before he unfilters it. Who's this and where are you?
Logan Hawkins. I'm in Little Elm, Texas.
Logan, I bet you are a happily married man.
Engaged.
All right. Now, did it all start with a post-it note?
Oh, I was a salesman.
Yeah?
And she was the customer.
You sold her, all right.
Yep.
You walk in that office and say, I got a special delivery for you.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
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 Well, we have a special delivery for you because you have won a gift card to Barbecues Galore. But wait, that's not all.
You're registered for the big grand prize, a $500 gift card to Barbecues Galore.
Oh, my goodness.
How's that for romantic?
I don't know what to say. That's awesome.
You get that brand new grill, you can cook her a heart-shaped steak.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that's how you win the Morning Mind Bender. From the sound of Texas, 95.9 The Range. Brought to you by Lightfoot Mechanical.